Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But Kyle, I'm curious how you feel about this event, because I understand Drampa's not a poll for you. But I think this added level of mystery definitely gives this event a little bit more oomph than it would have otherwise. You're like, I don't know if I should care, so I'm going to be safe. I don't want to be hurt again.
You're tuned into the GoCast podcast, your one-stop shop for updates, news, tips, and community in the world of Pokemon Go. Thank you for listening.
There's something for everyone to love in Pokemon Go this February.
Lunar New Year this year introduces a new normal type.
The in-game landscape is getting some much-needed TLC.
A new raid day event. I wonder who it could be. And more on this episode of GoCast. Hello and welcome to the GoCast podcast, episode 268. It's January 30th, a Tuesday evening. We're at the end of January already in 2024. I can hardly believe it. I'm your host, Chris, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, Kyle.
Hiya.
Hey, Kyle, how are you doing this week?
I'm all right. Now it's not bitter cold outside.
Yeah, that's true. It's been remarkably, like, I don't want to say nice, but it's been okay outside.
It's just been not been miserable, but it's also like very muddy. So don't like the mud.
True.
Not a fan.
You can go outside right now without wearing gloves, and that's cool. We will take what we can get. All right. Well, we're back for another episode of GoCast. If you haven't caught on to that already, apparently I'm behind the ball here. But Kyle, you and I set some goals last week, and this was for over this weekend for the Team Go Rocket event, the Taken Treasures event, I believe is the name of it. And we set some goals. So I'm eager to hear what you did do. I already know how I did. And boy, okay. For you, though, your first one was Evolve and Annihilate. Did you get around to it?
I did.
Oh, nice. Okay. You have to, what, defeat 20 Dark and Ghost types with it as your buddy? Is that the deal?
Ghost and Psychic types?
Ghost and Psychic. Yeah,
it does need to defeat them, which is nice. It just needs to be in your, it needs to be your buddy.
Needs to be your buddy. Doesn't have to be in your team or something when you do it. That's
nice. That's a nice difference, for sure.
Perfect. Perfect. Cool. Good for you. Buddy progress. I suppose this kind of begets the other, right? So
yes, I did. Although it was not the Annihilate was not the buddy that was progressing. He was my buddy to do that.
Yeah, fair enough. Shadow Kyogre.
I did one. I've done one so far.
Are you going to do others?
I will probably do one more because it was not good.
What were its IVs?
Like 7. 10, 11.
Oh, something really?
Like that. I'll go double check where we progress, but yeah, not good.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to remember what mine was. I rolled pretty well. Mine's 12, 13, 10.
Wow. Okay, that's great.
1489 CP. So it's also greatly usable.
Yeah, but not good. Not good.
No. No, not good enough, but you know, the potential is there.
Hello, Kyogre. Where'd you go? Sorry, I was also for your buddy.
You already transferred him? Uh-oh.
is 8, 9, 11.
What's its CP at?
885.
Okay. So you could probably... I wonder how close to 1,500 you could get. You want to check?
Let's see.
Is this even any good in Great League? I have no idea.
No, it's not.
Oh, well, this is just fun.
It's bad.
Though. This is the thought experiment.
1,459, so no, not good.
Oh, okay. All right, well, yeah, try again. Get another one. All right, cool. And then did you keep up with gifting this past week?
I did. I did okay. Not great, but okay. So
That counts.
I got another call out on someone open gifts on Discord. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, I'll try. I'll
do my best. Yep, I loved your existential shiny Rowlet response. That was good.
It's one of my favorite emojis that we have.
Yeah.
on our Discord.
It's real good. Cool. So 4 out of 4 for you. A banner week. Very nice. I am going to sort of extrapolate out that you actually had some time to play this week, which is wonderful. Great. Good. For myself, I also wanted to evolve and annihilate. That didn't happen. I kind of forgot about it entirely. Shadow Kyogre, I did do, just like I mentioned. One new/event shiny. I got a Fungus, but I already had one, so it's not new, and it's not an event shiny because it's not Shadow.
It's a good shiny though.
It is a good shiny, but what I will take in place of this, obviously it's not going to count in the official record sheet that we don't actually keep. I did hatch in my second 12 kilometer egg of a room. So I have seen that
it seems like it's more common.
Yeah, I think this they put
good,
it.
Which is good because there's currently a showcase for Varum right now, which would be real trash if you couldn't get it. That said, yeah. The one right down the street from me has no entries, so I don't think anyone's getting it around here.
So when I click, I have a 12 kilometer egg cooking right now, and it has 8 spawns at the same rarity tier. It's Sandow, Ponyard, Larvitar, Vullaby, Dino, Pancham, Salandit, and Varum. So yeah, they didn't make it like uber rare. So hopefully we can get a couple more. That'd be great. And then gifting, I've been really quite good, actually, if I don't mind tooting my own horn. I've been pretty good about gifting and trying to keep up with everybody.
Are you hitting your limit for opening each day?
No, I'm not. I'm more worried about maintaining and progressing friendships and keeping an eye on those blue halos, and also harassing some friends of my own that are on some lists that I have that haven't opened up my gifts. So I'm paying it forward, you know?
Okay.
But alas, 2 out of 4 for me this week. Good for you, Mr. Kyle. Congratulations, even. But we've got so much to talk about this week, news-wise. The February content update, this year's Lunar New Year, some exciting graphical changes, a new raid day event. We should just hop into it because, good golly, so much to do, so much to cover. Yo, what up? It's the news. Okay, first and foremost, I suppose, like we always try to do, it would make the most sense to talk about the outer shell of the time frame in which we're going to be covering. So first, we'll start with the February content update, which was released as a series of 4 infographics on their social media again. So, you know, we're getting used to it. So let's talk about 5-star raids first. It's strange because this first date that was on the first thing starts in the middle of that month.
So
keep this in mind, I guess. For 5-star raids from February 15th through the 20th is Darkrai. 20th through the 21st is Cresselia. 21st through 22nd is Uxie, Mesprit, and Azelf. None of this is new, by the way. We knew about this because of the raid hours. February 22nd through the 23rd is Heatran. And now here's where it's kind of new. Just for this one thing that Kyle like sent me a message about confused, and then I was also just as confused. February 23rd, we knew was going to be Giratine O. But this post says February 23rd through the 26th is Giratine O. Now, from our understanding, Kyle, what did we sort of figure out? Because it was the 24th and the 25th have other folks in 5-star raids, because that's when Sinnotaur Global is. So what's going on there?
Yeah, so I saw this and I reached out to Chris. I was like, wait, this is important to know. But then I had to think about it more, because the Sinnotaur has just the 2 raid bosses, as far as we know. We'll talk about it in a second, obviously. And then Giratina is the rest of the time. So raids for Sinnotaur start at 10 a.m. and end at 6 p.m. So before 10 a.m. and after 6 p.m., Giratina will be spawning in raids, I guess.
Yeah.
I was excited because I was like, oh my God, it's going to spawn during Sinnotaur. That's great news for me. But now that I actually read better about it and I, you know, work on my reading comprehension, because Niantic's communication is clear as mud sometimes. It's not as exciting as I thought, but it's something.
Yeah, so yeah. There's a Giratine O wrapper around the Palkia and Dialga raids that are happening during Sinnoh Tour Global. Yep. Mm-hmm. And from what we've been able to suss out, the reason that it was only listed as the 23rd before is because the 26th is actually like beyond the advertised event period. So why would you mention it again, right? Just changes, I guess, a little bit, a couple of details. But lastly, February 26th through March 1st, we'll have Cresselia and Heatran back together in 5-star raids, apparently, according to the post. In Shadow raids, we're saying bye-bye to Shadow Ho-Oh for that one weekend that we just had. I didn't do any. Did you manage to do one?
No.
Yeah, sometimes I get lucky and I come across a raid train in Woodstock. And this weekend, just luck wasn't with me, I guess. So, bummer there. But Shadow Articuno will appear in Shadow Raids during weekends in February. So, Kyle, it looks like your theory is correct. We had a Ho-Oh back, and now they're going to start with the birds again.
Who's doing the Articuno? Who is doing the Articuno?
I mean, it's very doable because it takes 4 times from Rock, so people will do it for that, right?
No! Go do the 5-star raid. It's already... like, don't... they must have numbers that people are doing it. Like, yeah. At least enough that they want them to. Because, like, I'm tired of the legendary birds regularly, let alone Shadow. So, like, I don't understand.
Yeah, but for some people that, like, their favorite Pokemon is one of the original legendary birds, like, getting a good Shadow is a cool thing.
Yeah, okay, well, my favorite legendary is Giratina. What am I doing here, right? Like,
you're waiting another 3 years is what you're doing. Yeah, you're going to like it. You're going to like it, yeah. Well, anyway, Pokemon Go Tour Sinnoh Global, the following raid bosses will appear from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. each day during Pokemon Go Tour Sinnoh Global, which we just talked about. So the 24th and the 25th will feature Dialga and Dialgo, Palkia and Palkio. The O is standing for their origin forms. They're all listed separately, which I believe means that we'll see raids of both regular and origin form.
That's going to be miserable.
It's got to do something with hourly rotations, I'm sure.
Will both of them, both forms, have the chance for the signature move? I don't remember the details.
Yeah. Yes, they will. Okay. They have a chance. Okay. Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. But you're saying both Palkia and Palkio have a chance?
Yeah.
I believe it is only the origin forms. That's my understanding. But both origin forms there, Dialga and Palkio, during their time should have a chance for it.
Okay.
But yeah, I'll be interested to see how it sort of kind of breaks out. So, I mean, the event period from 10 to 6 is 8 hours long. There's 4 presented raid bosses. It could be... 1 hour of Dialga, 1 hour of Dialga, then Palkia, and then repeat, or 2 hours of each in chunks, or who knows? I don't.
We're going to see. It sounds like it just can happen in general. I don't remember any details saying about hourly rotation. So I think it's going to be like, you can find any 4 of these. And if you're unlucky for 4 hours straight, you can only get Dialga. So
Yeah. Who knows? I guess we'll see. And hopefully, much like last year, the in-person event the week prior will tip their hand a little bit of what we can maybe expect for Global. So for those of you gearing up for Global, you can plan more appropriately, right? So let's move on to Mega Raids. January 31st through February 15th is Mega Latios and Mega Latias. February 15th through the 22nd will be Mega Absol. And then picking up from there, February 22nd through March 1st, will be Mega Garchomp. So that's cool. For raid hours, January 31st is Mega Latias. February 7th is Mega Latios. Feb 19th is Darkrai. It will know Sludge Bomb. February 20th will be Cresselia. It will know Grass Knot. February 21st will be the Suite of Lake Spirits, Uxie, Mesprit, and Azelf. February 22nd will be Heatran that knows Magma Storm. This is not new, by the way. Just reiterating that. We've talked about this. February 23rd will be Giratine O that knows Shadow Force. But then heads up, February 28th will be both Cresselia and Heatran, but they will not have those signature moves that they had the week prior. So don't push it then if you're looking for one of those. Mm-hmm. Do it during the week if you can, the week prior. And here we go. Elite raid hours. There's going to be a new elite raid. It's going to be on February 14th. Yes, it'll be on Valentine's Day. It'll be Enamorous, the incarnate form. It is the fifth genie that was introduced in Legends Arceus. And there will be four time periods of raids for this elite raid. It'll be 12 p.m. to 1 p.m., then 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., then it'll skip to the end of the day, 5 to 6 p.m., and then 6 to 7 p.m. It looks like you're fact-checking whether or not it is from Legends Arceus or somewhere else.
No, I was just, you mind flooded me because there's only four genies, not five.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean
Enamorous to say that. Enamorous is the fourth genie. Yes, and yes. I was very confused for a second.
Yep. Can you say that again? Because I was going to cut out the pause. Can you just say something like, oh, just for the record, there's actually only four. You messed up.
Oh, yeah. So I just had to double check. There's only four genies, not five.
I don't know how to count. Okay, we've established this in the lore of this show. I don't know how to count. There are four. Yes, that's
Can
right.
You name them.
Thunderous, Landorous. What's the other one? Oh, you're gonna say it. And I'm gonna go. Oh, gosh, what? I can't stand these Pokemon. So it makes sense that I can't remember them.
Tornadus,
that's the one. Windurus, yeah, and then Enamorous, yeah. Enamorous has a unique enough name that I remember it though, because it's different. So there's that. Then here's some events. Oh boy, some of these we knew, some of these we don't know anything about, but we got some names. February 4th is Chansey Community Day. February 5th through the 11th is a Lunar New Year. Dragons Unleashed. February 10th is Go Battle Day. February 11th is Raid Day Hisuian Decidueye. February 13th through the 15th is the Carnival of Love. And the day in the middle of that is the Elite Raid Day. February 16th through the 18th is Pokemon Go Tour Sinnoh Los Angeles. Then the week after that, the 19th to the 23rd, is the Road to Sinnoh event we covered last week. And then February 24th through the 25th is Sinnoh Go Tour Global. And then lastly, we got some spotlight hours. There are only three because the week of Road to Sinnoh, there is no spotlight hour. There is a raid hour instead. So we're not going to miss one. It just doesn't exist. February 6th is going to be Dratini with 2x catch experience. February 13th is Munna with 2x catch candy. And February 27th is Sandshrew and Alolan Sandshrew with 2x transfer candy. And this is strange to me. Hopefully, Kyle, you can teach me what this means. Plus percentage transfer rare candy XL. Does that mean that if we transfer within that period, we have a chance to get a rare candy XL?
What? Clear as mud, as usual.
So, like, to me, if this didn't have the word rare in it, I would just expect it to be a higher chance of when you transfer to get a Sandshrew candy before, XL. Like,
for community day and stuff. Shinx community day.
Yeah.
Okay, so you heard it here first. Don't transfer anything you catch for Sinnoh Tour at all.
Yes.
Apparently.
Yep.
I'm going to transfer 3,000 Pokemon at one time and I'll get 3 Rare Candy XL.
If that's what they mean.
Yeah.
If but, not, you could get like 50, I don't know, like Chimchar Rare Candy XL. It says
Rare Candy.
It does.
It says Rare Candy.
It does. See, now you got me double checking, and I know I stared at this for like 15 minutes.
I'm looking, whenever you're reading off of our document, I'm looking at the actual file to see.
Oh, okay, good. Check. That's weird. So whatever the heck that means, I guess we'll have to wait and see. But yeah, there's that. That's February in a nutshell. But let's kind of drill down on a couple of these events we actually got some details on. First and foremost is the Lunar New Year Dragons Unleashed. Which I'm kind of like low key excited about. Happy Lunar New Year. The Pokemon Go Lunar New Year event is happening once again. This will be starting on Monday, February 5th at 10 a.m. and it will end on Sunday, February 11th, 8 p.m. local time. There's a debut. It's Drampa, the Placid Pokemon. Yeah, Drampa's a weird Pokemon, and we'll talk about it later in the show too, but I like the uniqueness of Drampa, kind of an underwhelming Pokemon, but cool because of that. Event bonuses for the Lunar New Year this year will be increased chance for lucky Pokemon in trades, increased chance to become lucky friends, additional candy from successfully catching Pokemon with nice, great, and excellent throws. And then if you can get Candy XL, you can also get an increased chance for those sorts of throws as well. There's a small pool of wild encounters, but it is small and mighty, I would say. Magikarp, Dratini, Shuckle, Fennekin, Skrelp, Noibat, and if you're lucky, Jangmo-O in the wild. Now, the winners here are, I would say, Jangmo-O, Skrelp, because that shiny was added at GoFest pretty recently, at the end of last year. And people love chasing Shuckle. Shuckle shiny for whatever reason.
What? Yeah,
because it's not really ever around, you know.
But it's okay, fine.
Yeah, yeah. In raids, one-star raids will feature Dratini, Dino, and Goomy. Three-star raids will feature Drudagon, Turtonator, and Drampa. So if you're having a hard time finding Drampa, otherwise, it's in raids, so that's cool. field research task encounters. If you have an encounter for it, you have a chance at this huge pool of Pokemon. Dratini, Trapinch, Swablu, Gibble, Darumaka, Drudagon, Dino, Skrelp, Tyrant, Goomy, Turtonator, and Drampa. So as soon as we identify which task is the Drampa task, people are going to go for that, because I failed to mention the shiny for Drampa is also released right away. You don't have to wait. So that's cool.
It's going to be one task that's going to have a pool of 12 Pokemon in it. You watch.
I hope not. Hope not. They've been kind of going away from that. So, at least that, from what I can tell. and of course, there's paid timed research. But this one's only $2. And it will include the following: Stardust, XP, 2 lucky eggs, and encounters with event themed Pokemon. So it's up to you whether or not that's worth the cost.
Don't buy that one. That's bad. That's bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to stay neutral on it because, I mean, again, you know, 2 lucky eggs, you can, that's $1 at least.
Yeah, but like not if you got them in a box.
True. True.
If you got them in a box, 2 lucky eggs is worth like maybe 50 cents at most.
Yeah, but is a sale price really a market price?
Well, I think the fact that most people don't buy from the shop directly counts.
Like, yeah,
no one buys a super incubator from the shop. It's a bad thing to do.
Yeah, definitely a terrible thing to do. Who would do that? I think I've done it twice. And those were moments of desperation when they weren't in boxes. Otherwise I would have gone for that.
That's it. I have bought lucky eggs from the shop.
Yeah.
Because they're not in boxes that often.
Yeah.
And I'll usually buy it like right when I need it. But
I
shouldn't do it. Like, that's a bad idea. Don't follow my lead, because it's a bad lead to follow. Sorry, but like $2 for what's probably gonna be like 10,000 experience in Stardust, 2 lucky eggs, and then I'm just gonna assume positives here. A Drampa, a Turtonator, and like a Drudagon. What you would have to pay for a raid pass for, or get lucky from a research.
Yeah.
Like, it's not there.
Yeah. That's a fair assessment. I'm going to probably go for it. Cause I'm going to want a nice IV Drampa, which I'm going to also assume is in there. And I'm still looking for a shiny Drudagon. My word. All right. There's also a global challenge with this entire event. And while the event on its own seems fine, this global challenge, if we do meet it, could really be, could take this event to the next level based on what these things are. A global challenge will take place throughout the event. Work with trainers around the world to throw 1 billion nice throws to unlock the bonuses below for all trainers to enjoy for the remainder of the event. As part of the global challenge and rewards, festive fireworks will also light up the skies. That's cool. So there's 3 segments here. Global challenge rewards featured attacks. There will be 5 Pokemon that can get featured attacks during this period if we meet the global challenge. 2 ground candidates, 1 fairy, 1 dragon, and 1 normal. Great. Hard to say if that's cool or not because we don't know what they are.
I don't know how to feel. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that the dragon is going to be like Bagon. I'm going to say the dragon move is going to be Bagon.
Probably.
probably. This part, this next one is the thing that I think is most exciting. Global Challenge rewards wild encounters. There's 7 additional wild encounters that they're going to add to the pool if we meet the Global Challenge. 6 of those 7 can be shiny. And if we take a look at the pool, it is just 7 besides. So I'm not quite sure how to suss out what they could or couldn't be, because my guess for the one that wasn't shiny would have been Jangmo, but it's already in the wild pool.
Yeah. I imagine one of them is probably a Goomy on this list here. One of them is a Bagon.
Drampa maybe in the wild too.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll be so sick if they put Drudagon, Turtonator, and Drampa and Goomy in the wild. Oh my gosh. They'll never do it, but no, it'd be no so way. Cool. No, oh man. So there's that. That could potentially be awesome. And then lastly, in raids, they would also add 1 1-star raid. That's a mystery, not shiny eligible. And 1 3-star raid, which is a mystery, but is shiny eligible. Mm-hmm. So do with that speculative knowledge what you will. But Kyle, I'm curious how you feel about this event, because I understand Drampa is not a pull for you, but I think this added level of mystery definitely gives this event a little bit more oomph than it would have otherwise. You're like, I don't know if I should care, so I'm going to be safe. I don't want to be hurt again.
I disagree. I think it's the opposite.
Oh, okay.
I think, first off, I know 1 billion catches might sound like a lot to some people listening. We will finish that in the first day. It's not It's not even a question. If you think about it, if you think about how many people play Go, it'll be done before the first day is over, almost without a doubt. Which leads me to the point of, I know nothing about this actual event. I know that this event has Drampa in it, and that's it. Because there is more hidden than is told to us.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's about dragons. It's in the title, Dragons
It's about
Unleashed.
Dragons, and there are no dragons spawning. There's Dratini. Jangmo. And then a rare chance of Jangmo. Oh, doesn't count. This doesn't exist until I see them in the game.
What about Noibat? He evolves into that one. So dragon,
count.
Right?
No? Doesn't count. No. Okay. You have so many dragons you've toted out for so long. They're not special anymore. You could put them in here. I know people want Skrelp. That's fine. I get it. Why is Skrelp here instead of like Dino? Or, you know, Gible, which obviously there are other places in this event. That's my point. Why aren't they in the wild?
Yeah.
And that leads me to, I'm sure they're here. I'm sure they're in the Global Challenge rewards.
Oh, Skrelp is based off of a sea dragon.
I understand why it's there.
And Magikarp turns into a faux dragon.
Why is Fennekin there then?
You know, that's the one I got up.
Why is Shuckle there then? Like, obviously Fennekin, like maybe Year of the Fox joke or whatever.
It's red?
I don't know. That's all. It feels like the identity of the event is so strong. And the features of the event are not. I feel like last year we had Year of the Dog ? Year of the Dog was very obviously dog forward because we have some great Pokemon to put in there.
Yeah.
And it feels like this is the missed opportunity, and it's all hidden behind question marks that I would probably make it a better event for me. And I'll probably care a little bit more after we've unlocked it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they're not going to tell us. We're just going to have to go and look online to see what Pokemon everybody's encountering, probably.
Yeah. And like you said, we'll probably meet this goal in the first day. And so, yeah. I mean, we'll know pretty soon.
It's not a bad event. It's certainly not bad. I don't like that half of the event is just straight up hidden, though. Like, this is the opposite of communication that I want to see.
It's true, but I will make an exception because they told us what sort of things they're going to be. Oh, these 5 are getting attacks.
It is slightly better. I think that if you have a challenge, it should unlock bonuses. It should unlock, you know, the catch experience from excellent throws, not these Pokemon are going to be in raids.
Sure.
Because I want to plan. I want to plan when I'm doing raids. I want to expect to go out and do raids not spur of the moment most of the time.
I mean, I think 3-star raids having Drudagon, Turtonator, and Drampa is actually pretty good. All three of those are shiny chases.
Yes, they're the 3-star raids are right.
Yeah, the 1-star raids are not. I mean, Goomy is a good one.
No, 1-star raids are not.
Okay.
I did 75 Goomy during Go Fest. I would never want to do another one again. Even if I didn't have the shiny, I would not want to.
Have one, and I need to do more because I need more shiny Goomy. Well, all right. Anyway, I guess much like other things we've been covering lately, we'll just kind of have to wait and see after we know what these mysteries are to fully sort of assess this event. But my take is that it looks pretty good. I'm very excited about Drampa. I like Drampa. And once we cover it later, you'll know why I like Drampa. And I like the paid time to research being only $2 instead of $5. I mean, it is scaled down to match it in excitement and what it delivers to you. But it, for me, who's going to buy the research regardless, because it's I just do them all. Mostly so that we can talk about them. But also because I'm a completionist. I appreciate that it's $2 instead of $5. So, hey. But there's that event. Good luck out there, trainers. Next, this is the smallest yet probably the most exciting piece of news we have this week. Testing visual changes. Trainers in the coming months will be testing visual changes in certain parts of the world. We continually strive to improve the Pokemon Go experience. As such, we want to ensure the changes we make are beneficial to and make a strong positive impact on the greater community, as well as each individual trainer's experience before we launch them globally. Trainers in these regions may see the following visual changes to the in-game Pokemon Go map, including encounter screens. And there is no second bullet point. It's just that one. Now, that may sound underwhelming, but if you saw some of the screenshots that they have, and I would encourage you to go take a look at the blog post, you'd get why this is exciting. Since Monster Hunter Now came out, Kyle and I have been harping about how good the landscape in that game looks. Now, Kyle, based on the screenshots you've seen, do you think that this matches what you would have wanted them to do? Is it under? Is it over?
Are there screenshots of like the map, or is it only encounter screens that you've seen? I've seen encounter screens,
and I've seen it in the overworld. I thought there was one in the collage here for this post.
There's nothing in this post from the one that you have linked here.
I think it's on their social media.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen the map. I think the encounter screens look good.
Yeah.
In a static image, it looks good. I like it a lot. Like, it is a positive change for me.
Yeah. It's cool. It is very, very cool. The overworld map has been in need of an update for a long time. It's very flat. It's very vanilla. It's very boring. And so this will make it great. Well, better. We'll have to see. Mm-hmm. Next up, February Expedition Access. Nothing new here, really. We've had 2 months of this now, and this is a February one. So $5, and you get access to the regular bonuses. Expedition Access includes time to research opportunities, bountiful bonuses that supply trainers with incubators, increased gift storage, and extra experience. And then it will also give you encounters with Pokemon found in Hisui, in the Hisui region, such as Gible, Togetic, and Hisuian Growlithe. And there's that. So it gives you the free one-use incubator when you spin a stop, all that sort of stuff. So if you've been enjoying it the past 2 months, it's more of the same. I have been. It's been great. So I will continue to buy these. I just wish it was an automatic thing instead of every month. Maybe it'll be different. It's kind of weird.
Well, I read the text and now I can't find it, but this is the last one of these. They only said they were going to do 3 months initially, and then they were like revisiting it at the start right. of this last season. So
right.
we don't know what it might necessarily look like for March.
True. And this one, by the way, does have a set of avatar items that unlocks with it, inspired by the red security core outfit from the Pokemon Legends Arceus video game on Nintendo Switch.
Mm-hmm. only available on the web store.
Yeah,
if you have the ticket.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, that's a good point. So if you're going to purchase this and you do want the avatar items, go buy on the web store. Cool. Maybe you get a deal there. Probably not.
That's probably like the worst part of this for me, is you are given the privilege of buying the outfit by buying a ticket.
Yeah, but people that don't pay attention to this and buy it in the regular in-game store don't. Right? No,
it's not available for them. It's only available if you have the ticket and go to the web store. It's not in the regular in-game store. New avatar items inspired by a security corps from Pokemon Legends Arceus and Switch will be available to Expedition Access February ticket holders who purchased on the Pokemon Go web store.
Yeah, but does that mean that it is only available on the web store, or if it's available in both stores, and if you buy it in the web store, then you also get the avatar items?
I think it is only available on the web store to people with the tickets.
That would be very simple. I don't like that.
Like the way I describe it, I don't like that. It's not the end of the world. It's cosmetics. I don't care that much. I just don't like it.
I think it's going to be that you can buy the ticket on the web store and in the in-game store, but if you buy in the web store, you get the outfit. That's my guess. Because think about it, right? They're trying to promote people going to the web store, right? And what they've been doing to incentivize that in the past is better deals.
Okay.
And in this case, it's going to be the same price. They're not going to reduce it. So they have to add more value to incentivize people buying it in the store.
So you're saying if you buy the ticket in the web store, mm-hmm. you will get the hat and the outfit for free.
As part of the, yeah, research, I think.
Okay.
That's my read.
If that's the case, that's fine. I have no complaints.
But the thing,
I think the outfit's silly, personally.
But the part I'm struggling with, Kyle, is that what the reading that you also just had makes sense as well.
It's so clear. But whatever. We'll find out in 2 days.
We will. So there's that. Those are our guesses. last but certainly not least, we've got another raid day. It'll be Hisuian Decidueye. Trainers prepare for Pokemon Go Tour Sinnoh with some challenging new raid battles. Hisuian Decidueye will appear in a special raid day event as part of a season-long celebration of the Hisui region. Only time will tell when Hisuian Decidueye will return, so make sure you catch this opportunity. It'll be on Sunday, February 11th, which I also believe is the Super Bowl. From 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. local time. The debut will be Hisuian Decidueye. It can be shiny. It's pretty rad. It'll be in 3-star raids. Event bonuses. This is standard for raid days. Receive up to 5 additional free raid passes from spinning gym photo discs. Remote raid limit will be increased to 20 on Saturday, February 10th from 4 p.m. to Sunday, February 11th at 7 p.m. PST. There's an increased shiny chance for shiny Hisuian Decidueye, and Hisuian Decidueye will appear more frequently in raids, like dominate them. Yeah. There's a $5 event ticket to get some bonuses like more raid passes, increased chance for candy and candy XL if you can get them, 50% more experience in raid battles, and 2x stardust from raid battles. Again, like we've said in the past, this is a $5 ticket, but if you are already going to, like I did last time, 56 raids for Typhlosion. Just pay it. It will be worth the value at that point in time. You'll end up paying more by buying those individual passes, especially if you're trying to hit your remote limit, than doing this and trying to knock as many in-person raids as possible. So should be more value there. Kyle, are you going to participate in Hisuian Decidueye raid day? It's not as hype as Typhlosion was for me.
I'll do what I can, but it's on a Sunday. I'm working that Sunday because apparently all 3 of these raid days are going to be on Sunday now, I guess. So,
yes, sir. It's also going to be Super Bowl Sunday, so you're going to be probably busy.
At that time, yeah. And then, by 4 o'clock, it'll be dead.
But oh, yeah. Everybody will be on their couches at home or couches at their local bar and eatery or something. Who knows? That's it for the news. February is looking interesting. I mean, it already was because of Sinnoh Tour, but these events are kind of raising the bar in some aspects, so it'll be cool. Perfecto. Kyle, I think it's the right time, don't you, for Gear Up?
Yeah, I think so. We've talked about the news enough.
Okay. All right. Let's close the news and let's open up Gear Up.
This week on Gear Up, I'm going to do a quick Sinnoh raid guide for Sinnoh Tour. Just real quick, very simple, so you can be ready in, what is it? What is it now? 3 weeks, 2 weeks if you're going in person, 3 weeks if you're doing global.
Yep.
Because first up, we have Dialga, which is now fun that we can say that, I suppose.
Yeah, buddy.
The dragon that's not weak to dragon. It's weak to fighting and ground. So just some top counters, but just about anything works of these typings. You got Groudon, Landorus Therian form, Machamp, Lucario, Conkeldurr, Excadrill. Anything shadow is obviously better if you have it of what is listed here. And that's it. Dialga's not too fancy, all things considered. You can trio it. You can duo it if you're really good and you have weather boosted. It's very tight. You can trio it for the most part if you're competent. I wouldn't try. It's not really worth it, but you can.
It's a slog.
Theoretically, yeah. On paper, it's possible. Next up is Palkia and Palkio. It's weak to dragon and fairy, which basically means you're going to be using dragon types because dragon is overwhelmingly better than fairy for the most part.
Yeah.
Which leaves us with Rayquaza, Haxorus, Dialga. Dialga's good against Palkia, but Palkia is not good against Dialga.
Got a real Groudon on Kyogre thing going on.
Every time. Salamence, Gardevoir, really only Mega Gardevoir, although regular Gardevoir will do fine.
Mm-hmm.
Garchomp and Xerneas. Xerneas is better than regular Gardevoir, but Mega is better than Xerneas. So
Yeah. Keep
that in mind. And again, Shadow where applicable. So Shadow Salamence will be very good. Shadow Garchomp's a thing, right? That Shadow Gible exists.
It was
on the list. I just don't know if that was real.
I don't remember.
Okay. Well, if that exists,
do I have one?
If that exists, use that. I don't think it exists now that I'm thinking about it. And I think that list is being very speculative that I saw.
Yeah, no, I don't have one, but that doesn't mean it doesn't exist, I guess. Yeah,
I don't think it exists. Don't worry about that. That's it. We'll keep it real simple. They're not very fancy raids. The origin forms will be very slightly harder raids, but not enough that you're going to notice the difference. And that said, I can now issue a correction for last week. The origin forms do have slightly higher stats. And when you're talking, especially up to like Master League, it's like 5 points higher in attack and defense, and the stamina is about the same. So that can potentially matter if you're playing at that high of a level.
Can you even do that? Can you do like primals in Master League?
They're not primals. It's a form. It's not a shapeshift, though. This is like using Giratina versus Giratina.
Oh, no, you're 100% correct. Yeah. Oh, geez. Okay. So fair game. All right.
Yeah, they're fair game.
Shout out to Trip Tando for that, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cool. Thank you, Trip. Cool. I think we're all ready for all of our rating we'll be doing on a global tour, if not at LA prior. So thank you very much. All right. Then we're going to take a quick little break here. And when we come back, it'll be Pokalore time. And I've already let the cat out of the bag, so to speak. So you already know what's coming. See you there. Okay, it's Pokalore time. We're going to talk about a normal dragon Pokemon. It's Drampa, the placid Pokemon. I love Drampa, and I hope you do too by the end of this. Drampa is a serpentine Pokemon similar to a Chinese dragon. Most of its skin is bluish-green, but the lower half of its face and the underside of its neck is a pale green. There are three spots on each of its sides that are also light green. It has pink eyes with rounded yellow eyebrows, short whiskers resembling a mustache, floppy ears, and a small white beard with a circular extension. On top of its head is a mop of white hair split into four rounded sections, two draped down either side of its head. Fluffy white fur drapes the lower half of its body and conceals its arms when they are tucked against its chest,
When its arms are spread, two short claws are revealed on each hand. It has a bushy white tail with a small curved spike at the base. This draconic Pokemon lives alone in the mountains 10,000 feet above sea level. The berries it feeds on do not grow at this altitude, so it descends to the base of the mountains daily at dawn. It loves communicating with people and Pokemon, and is especially gentle with children. It will often appear in areas where children gather and play with them. Despite its gentle nature, it becomes enraged if a child it cares for is hurt, and can go as far as to burn the bully's house down if able. Let's go. As seen in the anime, Drampa is capable of flying. Stats: max CP at 40 is 2914, at 50 is 3294, 186 stamina, 164 defense, 231 attack. Best moveset's going to be Dragon Breath mixed with Outrage, and it really doesn't have a good secondary charge move, but you could take Dragon Pulse, but Outrage is superior. So unless those movesets change before it comes out for this event, I suppose. Dramp is great. I love it. You know, it's as crazy and energetic and over the top as Pokemon tends to make its dragons. I love the tonal shift that Drampa provides. It's like, yeah, he's just hanging out. He's just an old guy doing his thing. Likes kids, hates violence. Yeah, you know?
Yeah, okay. I mean, I think Drampa's mid. I don't dislike Drampa. I don't love Drampa. It's all right. I never forget about it. I will say that. Its theming is very strong, and for whatever reason, I'll never forget that there is a normal dragon named Drampa.
Yeah, so like you said, Drampa is mid, but here's the thing: is I feel like Drampa is designed to kind of be mid.
Yeah, it always screamed to me, we designed this Pokemon because normal dragon didn't exist.
Yeah,
it screams there was a gap, and we just were filling it. Versus we made a Pokemon and then this is where it fits.
Sure. Yeah, I agree. But I don't think it suffers too much for it.
I mean, I don't think it excels because of it either, though. I think that's kind of where I'm coming from. I think it's fine. Like, it's definitely fine. I'm certainly never going to play through a Pokemon game and put Drampa on my team.
I think, well, it does suffer from the same things that any single form non-legendary suffers from. You know, it's just kind of.
It's a prime candidate for like a baby, though. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. It like they should have released a baby when they released Drampa. It would have been good.
It would have been real good. Baby dragon.
I don't know. It's hard because, you know, I've been dabbling in other monster collection games and stuff lately, and most of them don't do evolution. That's not a thing that happens. That's a very Pokemon thing for the most part.
Yeah.
And so every time we have a single stage that just screams needs an evolution or pre-evolution, it stands out a lot to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose evolution's like pretty much a Pokemon thing and Digimon.
Like Temtem tried to copy it, obviously, but other monster collection games like Shin Megami Tensei and Dragon Quest. There you go.
Yeah,
they don't have evolutions. They just expect you to swap out your monsters for different monsters instead.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Yep. I agree, and I feel like that's okay because evolution is kind of like cornered by Pokemon, and Digivolution is close, but it's different enough, you know.
That's why it stands out to me when a Pokemon doesn't evolve and it's not a legendary.
Yeah, 100%.
It doesn't feel right.
But Drampa feels right.
It needed a pre-evolution.
It does. I agree. But that's Drampa. Take him or leave him. Either way, he's hanging out apparently, so it's all good. That's it for Pokelore. That means we're going to hop into Pokepoll.
So for last week's Pokepoll, we had, with adventure effects like Spatial Rend and Roar of Time being added to Sinnoh Tour, what other adventure effects would you like to see in the future, and how would they work? For response from Bunny Man, they said, Hoopa's adventure effect should allow two users to trade at a distance. One person activates the ability and the trade distance cap vanishes. They could even go nuts with revamping the trade animation to make it as cinematic as the Master Ball catch animation.
Ooh.
If each form gets a different effect, I'd give that ability to Unbound, and Bound gets the site-to-site Pokestop teleport. All those overseas lucky trades, I'd spend Hoopa Candy on that.
This is real smart. A good use of this feature to solve a long-term problem that we've had.
I agree. It's a good idea. People have been wanting it for a while. They'd rather it not be monetized, but hey, I would pay Candy and Stardust to do a long distance trade.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. And again, I think most people would move mountains resource wise to in order to do that. Cause
yeah,
I don't know. Something we talk about at least once a month on this show is people pining over not having long distance remote trades and stuff. Yeah. Yep.
All right, the next response we have is from Del Hazard, and they said, I think Arceus' unique move is Judgment, so I don't think this makes much sense, but it would be awesome if they could implement space-time distortions and alpha Pokemon somehow from Legends Arceus. Mm. For example, when you activate the Adventure effect, it distorts the area around you or on a Pokestop like a lure, and you get unique spawns with a chance to spawn an alpha Pokemon. I don't know about the alpha Pokemon. I think those are going to stay in Arceus forever, but I'm all for the unique spawns and effect and stuff like that.
Yeah I mean, I really like the feature of alpha Pokemon, but that introduces a lot of interesting potential problems for competitive and stuff like that, unless you just keep them out, in which case then what's the point, right?
Yep.
So
yeah,
but it's a cool idea. I'd like to see more stuff like that.
Next response from Carlo, and they said, I really like the idea of presenting the show for personal weather effects, and I just want to expand on that in a way that doesn't lock it into costing legendary candy. Cast form, baby.
Let's go.
Time to shine. Not really, but I also suppose a little bit. I'd like to see the weather moves introduced to the game for this out-of-battle usage. Sunny and clear from Sunny Day. Rainy from Rain Dance. Partly cloudy from Sandstorm. Cloudy from Mist. Windy from Hurricane. Snow from hail and fog from haze. I know hurricane is a damaging move, but I couldn't think of a better idea for cloudy. Anywho's would work similarly to Dialga, Palkia, but you need to set your buddy to a mon with a weather changing move and pay the candy slash dust fee. It'd be super useful on community day for players wanting to guarantee a boost for better stats or no boost for PvP possibilities.
I like that.
Although it's really, I do firmly believe it has to stay tied to a legendary, because otherwise the cost is not going to be prohibitive enough to tie it to a value.
Yeah, I would agree. But if it's also like all of those come from cast form, you're going to run out of cast form candies really quick anyway.
Yeah, but like if you really want to, you can walk cast form. Can't walk Dialga.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you can, but I
wouldn't. Not efficiently, realistically not for idea. This.
I got 10 kilometers walked on my adventure seek last week. Not a good idea.
Ooh, no. Yeah. But I would love this. I'd like to see.
Yeah. Some... Yeah. All for weather. The weather being able, I know it's probably tied to client side for the game, obviously, but being able to manipulate that in some way would be pretty cool.
I bet you this is an idea that they've thought of or talked about in the past, especially when they talked about this sort of stuff. It's like, okay, yeah, weather effects are a thing in game, and weather is in our game too. So it makes sense to try to do something. And I'm sure they look at it and go, kind of complicated.
They're probably like, oh, we can't do that.
Yeah.
We can't do that.
But it's a good idea, and I wish they would.
Yeah. Last one's from Eevee Lover Nia from Spotify. It said, maybe the choice to battle or just catch the wild Pokemon, but you only get one Pokemon to fight it with. So yours gets knocked out, the other Pokemon flees.
Oh. Yeah, it would kind of bring back sort of like a classic sort of approach to catching a Pokemon. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially for people that role play in this game, too. It would make a lot more sense than just throwing the ball, because that is kind of a grand departure from.
Yeah. Where are my rocks?
Where's my bait?
All right. So for this week's Pokepoll, we have, aside from a Go Fast, Go Tour, or Safari Zone, what other sort of regular in-person event would you like to see? Bonus points for creativity.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so the thinking here is like, you know, GoFest is like a big bonanza. GoTour focuses on a region, and Safari Zones are meant to encourage people to explore a particular space, and sometimes those events are catered to some general theming in the physical space that they're in. So, I mean, I'd really love to see something that's smaller than all these that could be sort of like done in global city activations. So like there would be something going on in Seattle, New York, and Chicago, right? It doesn't have to be like 50 locations in each country or something like that. But like, you know, the top three major cities in every country or something like that would be cool. And it would just have to be like a, hey, in this particular downtown area, right? Not wherever you are. It's encouraging people to go to a more populated spot. I don't know. I guess.
Yeah, like what's the event? What do you get people to go out for?
Right. That's what I'm thinking. And I feel like it would have to be something like a super community day. You know, like they choose a month, and that community day is either going to be a suite of Pokemon, or is community day turned up to 11.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, this may sound silly. I could see a GoFest Revisited.
Maybe. Oh,
like
oh.
You've already done it. Here is Mew. Here is. Did you, you know, do what you want with the spawns, figure that out. That's its own math problem.
Sure.
But, you know, featured around Mew, featured around Celebi. Like, this is what we did in 2018. Yeah. But now we're going to do it in, you know, six cities in the United States. You know, do it in California, do it in, you know, Chicago, do it in New York, do it in Texas, maybe do it in Florida. I don't know. Like, you know, spread it out, but encourage it to be, you know, location locked in that.
So like a GoFest classic.
Yeah.
That would be cool. I like that idea quite a bit.
That's kind of cheating. Cause you know, we have aside from GoFest here, but that's why I'm inventing a new GoFest.
Right. Exactly. No. Hey, community day classic is different than community day normal, you know? So that makes sense. Different enough. but yeah, I mean, like, and they wouldn't even have to do like the whole rigmarole they did for the first one with like the physical habitat setups and stuff like that. It would just have to be like, hey, in this populated city and this populated city, within those bounds, you'll see an increase or an extra bonus or something, right? That'd be cool. Yep. But anyway, dear listener, if you have an answer to this week's Pokeball question, which is, aside from a GoFest, GoTour, or Safari Zone, what other sort of regular in-person event would you like to see? Bonus points or creativity? You can answer that question on X when we post there at GoCast Podcast. If you're a patron of ours via Patreon, we have a PokePoll channel in our patron Discord that you can post there. On the YouTube version of this video, you can comment your response. If you're listening on the Spotify mobile app, there's a tab in-app for this episode to respond to that question there. You can send us an email to mail@gocastpodcast.com with your response, or of course, call in 262-586-7717 and leave a voicemail of your response too. Many different avenues. But speaking of emails, Mr. Kyle, I believe it is that time once again. What are we doing?
It's time for emails.
That's right. And no voicemails this week. At least. So we've got a few emails here. Kyle, would you mind kicking us off?
First email is from JK Awesome. And they said, hi, guys. We were so pumped to hear you read my first email in the car. I was high-fiving my brother who was visiting for the weekend. He caught 0 Porygon Shinies while I caught 4. And my kids were pumped/embarrassed by their dad, which is precisely what I was going for.
Yeah.
I do have a question for you. We are not longtime listeners yet, but I haven't heard you address this one. What is the most ridiculous thing you found yourself doing while playing Pokemon Go? I asked this question on Reddit a few months back, and I got over 600 responses. The link to the discussion I'll have to check out after the show. Mm-hmm. These are some amazing stories out there, including pajamas, graveyards, missing buses, etc. I haven't done anything too crazy, but I have adjusted my drive to work to spend as many stops as possible with my Go++ and carry it almost everywhere now. Multiple people have told me my pocket is glowing green when I walk around at work. We're also considering a trip out to LA for one of the in-person events. Can you discuss the pros and cons of these in the next few weeks? Jonathan, aka JK Awesome.
Okay, well, really quick, for the in-person events in LA, the tickets are unfortunately sold out, so I can't recommend doing that trip because there's not going to be much for you to do.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, unless you already have tickets, in which case, yes, you should show up. but if not, I mean, Kyle and I can't recommend these in-person events more. If you can swing them, they're incredible.
I think for the future, if an in-person event is ever within reasonable driving distance and you like Pokemon Go, it is not even a question to go.
Yeah.
It is only, I think it only becomes a discussion when you have to commute. If you have to fly and you have to get a hotel, there definitely becomes a weight of pros and cons for that.
Yeah. I mean, chiefly money. Yes. The cost of it gets it's away worth from it you.
Or not.
Yeah.
But the in-person experience is fantastic. Just seeing everybody playing. I probably play less than I should at in-person events nowadays just because I'm surrounded by so many people that I'm there for that instead of the playing most of the time.
Yeah. And we always talk about that like sense of like, oh, I'm with my people. Like it's cool. Yep. It's really cool. But what's the craziest thing you've done in Pokemon Go, Kyle?
I'd probably have to think about this for a little bit. I have an answer I've told on the show, so I'll say that one for now. Although if I come up with another one, I'll have to think about it.
Okay.
When the Kalos starters were released and Froakie was nowhere to be found, I was at work on my break, sitting down, talking to my manager, just having a conversation. It wasn't anything important. And I was opening Pokemon Go and I was like, I'll be right back. And there was a Froakie like just down the street. So I like got up, went into my car, drove and caught it, came back and was back, you know, before my break was over. And my manager was like, where'd you go?
And I was like, I went frog hunting.
It was Pokemon. Yeah. Don't,
oh, like, don't straight worry. Up.
Just, yeah. Cause she knew just enough that she wanted to make, like, she didn't know any, she was, you know, in her late 40s. So she didn't really grow up with Pokemon. And so she tried and make like Pokemon jokes to me and stuff like that. But
yeah.
So she knew and she was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. She's, hey, that's cool. That's cool. I mean, I've ran out of the house for a spawn before, like in the middle of the night, but I feel like probably the craziest thing I've ever done was 500 raids of summer. And that was before remote raids were a thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, like, it wasn't the craziest thing anybody's done challenge wise in Pokemon Go. It's not a 24-hour stream challenge, you know, like shout out to Pogo Milo UK, YT, and other people that do stuff like that. That's something else. But for me, that was, I think, the craziest challenge I've done in Go. That was like a self-made thing. And yeah, it was time consuming at the very least. But thanks very much for the questions and the email. Appreciate it. Next up is an email from Del Hazard. And they said, hello, guys, Del Hazard here. It's been a little while since I've written in. I hope you and the team are doing well, and I love the addition of Star Piece to the feed with Lachlan. We are also fans. I've had a few thoughts regarding the game I wanted to share with you for discussion. Since the remote raid changes, I've started to feel the effects of limited interaction with in-game friends. Currently, the only way to interact with global friends are gifting, raiding, and friendly PvP. Gifting is a once-a-day interaction for some of us. Please open my gifts, Chris, LOL. Whoops. And once you reach lucky friends, the interaction stops until you eventually meet and trade for a 12-12-12 lucky Pokemon.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Raiding is still possible. However, we're all aware of the current limitations. Not writing in to complain about this. Well, and also the price increase. I mean, like, even if it was still 5, like, for some people, that price increase is enough for them to be like, I can't swing that casually. You know,
yeah, I feel that same way. I still do it, but I feel that same way. I can't do it as much. It's too expensive.
I turned down the price doubled, but I turned down more than half of the raids that I'm sent.
Oh, yes.
Because of that. Friendly PvP. I honestly don't know why anyone would do this unless it's for practice battles outside of GBL. Right. It's a very realistic thing. So my question to you and the community is, what new feature would you like to see added to the game which allows for meaningful interaction with global friends?
I'm sure we all have friends that we know through Discord and X/Twitter and are now lucky friends. But unless travel is in the cards, you're unlikely to meet them. Furthermore, if you don't raid, you're basically never see them in game again. Bit dramatic, but you get the idea, I hope. Here's an idea that I had. While you have lucky friend status, you have the opportunity to randomly get a rare Pokemon encounter upon interaction, similar to the weekly breakthrough encounter pool with a small chance of the current legendary in rotation, like the GBL rank 20 reward. You would only get this encounter once per day to keep it balanced, so the more friends you have, the more chance you have at getting the encounter. There's probably some issues with this, like prioritizing interaction with lucky friends over building friendships with new friends. Really though, I'd like a completely new way of interaction, such as leaderboards, clans, daycare, or wonder trades. You know what? Clans are a thing that they probably will never do, but I think like guilds or something in game would be cool. I guess they have the campfire servers for something like that, but people can't like see your affiliation, and that's the thing people like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you can add to Go that fills this need. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. I mean, these are all great ideas, yeah. Though. Wonder trades is something that would be cool. But that doesn't actually like interact with the people that are already on your friends list. Those are supposed to be with random people.
I mean, the it makes it difficult to talk about this because the core concept of the game and Niantic's vision is that you are interacting with people in person. So yeah. The game is shaped around that, at least to a certain degree. So you really would need to invent like a full system that doesn't exist in the game yet. Like a lobby that you can go to with people that are only your lucky friends or your friends that are best friends or something like that. And you can have personal global showcases or something.
Oh,
that only people on your friends list control. A lot of games that I play, a lot of mobile games, I've been playing more of those lately, have like clan versus clan stuff, obviously, and stuff where you can compare how well you're doing compared to your clan mates. Mm-hmm. So like you've made 47,000 points this event, these 2 weeks, and your clan mates only made 31,000 or something, you know,
yeah,
because you caught this many Pokemon or you fed this many berries and so on and so forth. And so like something like that is, I feel like, what you would need to put in the game to really elevate the idea to that level.
Yeah, I agree. I can think of one system that they could, you know, change in some way, to modify, to make it appeal to this. If there is a version, it doesn't have to be the same version of it, but if there is a version of Party Play where you can play with other people that are not nearby, but are still in a party and can participate in challenges together. Like, I would love to hop into a Discord call with Lachlan and Party Play with him. You know, my morning, his evening, or, you know, whatever the case might be. And then we just get to catch up and play some Pokemon while we're out for a walk. Like, because what I'm trying to capture there is, like, you know, people go on a walk and they call their friend and they have a chat. Why not also Party Play Pokemon at the same time? You know, I think that'd be kind of cool. But Del putting up daycare here would be sick. In Peridot, you could invite a friend on your friends list to breed their dot with your dot in pursuit of certain attributes. And it'd be cool if there was something similar to this where it's like, hey, like once a week or something like that, you two can throw a Pokemon into a daycare, one each, and based on some new system they've designed, that will give you an egg from that encounter. That would be cool. And maybe you can get it more by doing interactions with that friend. Even if you're already lucky, you can speed up the process of getting that egg out of there or something. I don't know, but do you see what I'm going for there?
I do.
Yeah. It'd be interesting. It'd be certainly interesting. But there is more to this email. Hopefully that makes sense. It is actually an interesting discussion point. It turns out it was, Del. Wouldn't you know? I also wanted to talk about the actual act of raiding, but this email is far too long. Basically, tap, tap, tap. I think it's a bit boring. Tap, tap, tap. It needs a revamp. Tap, tap, tap. Yeah, we won. Yeah, we're on the same team you are there.
Yep. Yeah, it's not really a question there, for sure.
Also, last point, I promise. Raids in-game really should tell you whether they are shiny eligible or not. Niantic gave the information outside of the game via X/Twitter. They can just add the shiny symbol to the raid nearby list. I hate to think there's some poor kid out there who doesn't know that they had no chance from for their Marini raid. Or worse yet, trainers in New Zealand that know that the shiny should be turned on, but it's not. I'm adding that little bit in myself. Anyways, hope you all had a fantastic week. Shiny Hundo and Shundo vibes to all. And sorry for the long email, Dwayne. Yep. Great email. Great email. Yeah, I mean, we've talked about this, and I think everybody kind of universally agrees. More communication in any way is good. So even if it is as little as a shiny symbol in the corner of a shiny eligible ray before you commit to it, that makes everybody's lives better.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I think we're all on the same page that raiding is great, but raiding is boring.
Yeah.
Hopefully that makes sense to people.
It does. If you've done a raid, you know what we're talking about. You know what we're talking about. All right, we've got one more email, Mr. Kyle.
All right, the last email is from Nine Thistles, and they said, "Hey, GoCasters and potential guest. Nine Thistles here with another long email, for which I'm only mildly apologetic about. Before I get to the main body of this essay, I have some updates for you. Last time I wrote in was before GoFest 23. By Dialga, where has the time gone? Tell me about it. And in that email, I wistfully hoped for a shiny Sky Snake, claiming I had fairly bad luck in that department. Well, I managed to get an XXL shiny Rayquaza, awesome, which went on to win me a showcase. Nice.
Ooh.
I did, however, fail my goal of reaching 2,000 mon space. It took me until November to upgrade it that far. I was too busy buying incubators, for shame.
No, don't listen to him. It's fine.
And when you rely heavily on gym income like me, it can be a long slog to get 200 coins for a measly 50 spots. And finally, friends, I hatched my first Larvesta.
Woohoo!
My friend hatched his fifth around the same time, and I nearly threw him into the pond. Okay. Out of the main story, I've meaning to write to you about this for a while and was reminded of it a couple episodes ago when a fellow trainer nearly missed catching a regional Flabebe. So take a stroll down memory lane with me back to summer 2021. Niantic was threatening to reduce interaction distance back to factory setting to the outrage of the player base. There was also a long-awaited event on the horizon, the global release of Heracross. I was at an airport flying to Florida with my partner to meet the parents. I promised my friends I would catch some wild Heracross for them and was also hoping beyond hope to get a hundo because Heracross is one of my favorite bugs.
Yeah.
However, due to Niantic shenanigans, I was also planning on reducing my gameplay, which turned out to be for the best since my phone would dramatically overheat in the Florida humidity. Same, though. When I stepped off the plane, I immediately realized the interaction distance had been reduced, much to my annoyance. I was practically standing under a gym, but I couldn't even spin it for the badge. I checked on a wild Cradilly anyway, and it was shiny. I was both irate and happy about my luck. This conflict was but a portent of things to come. Oh, no. A day or two later, Global Heracross was released. I was constantly checking my phone for a silhouette, but found none. And many of the places we stopped at didn't have Heracross raids. I grumbled at my friends at home about not seeing even one Titan bug. And they worriedly asked me, "Didn't you know they turned off wild Heracross spawns?" Friends, I was angry.
Yeah.
Minimal interaction distance. And now this? Not in my wildest nightmares could I have imagined they would have turned off wild Heracross. I had to rely on my friends sending me invites from my home state. How ironic. Now take a look at the screenshots that I sent along. I managed to not only get a shiny, but also a hundo, one from a raid and the other from the daily spawn.
Wow. Ooh.
I don't know what kind of luck I was packing that trip, but I doubt I'll ever see that kind of magic again. And my friends decided I wasn't allowed to complain about anything ever again. Even my partner, who doesn't play Go, was highly amused by this turn of events. One last thing before I go, I wanted to shout out Kevin Red Bull for getting you guys riled up with the simple phrase "purified Mewtwo," because that legit made me laugh out loud. May the Lord Sinnoh bless you with Shundos. Later, guys. Nine whistles.
There's a picture on X that somebody tagged that was like our host like reacting to a purified Shadow Mewtwo. Oh, no. In my head is back in like pain and your head is buried out of frame. It's so funny.
That's great. Yep. Oh my God.
Oh geez. Yeah.
Oh, I remember that. They turned it on in raids for everybody,
mm-hmm.
but then they turned it off local spawns for people who had it as a regular spawn.
Ooh, yes.
Bad time.
Yeah, this isn't the only time we've heard somebody. I don't think somebody's written into the show. I don't think we've talked about it on the show, but somebody else, who was it? I can't remember, was also telling us about how they had traveled and they just like had an expectation of the regionals to be around. I think it was Corsola for some mm-hmm. reason. And it was like event spawns like wiped them out or something like that.
Mm.
God, this is a different scenario, but a similar pain. Gosh, yeah, no. But okay, I mean, your luck pulled out all the same. A shiny and a hundo. No complaints.
Well, congratulations.
That's great.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Thanks very much, Nine Thistles. And thank you, everybody, that wrote in this week. If you, dear listener, would like to write in an email or a voicemail, just like these fine folks did, you can by sending emails to mail@gocastpodcast.com or calling our call-in number, which is 262-586-7717. You can, of course, email us an audio file or DM it to me on Discord or wherever you'd like. We can also figure that out, too. Visit our website for all things GoCast Podcast. That's GoCastPodcast.com. Follow us on X/Twitter @GoCastPodcast. If you'd like to help support the show monetarily for as little as $1 a month and get access to our Patreon Discord, that's Patreon, patreon.com/GoCastPodcast. Promise you won't regret it. It's cool. Cool server. Cool people. I love it. It's a hoot, even when like we're not actively talking. Kyle and I read a lot of it and like talk about it, but a lot of times by the time we get to it, the conversations have concluded.
Yeah, moved on.
they're really funny. We have a pretty active group of folks across the pond too. Sled server is hopping at different times of the day or night for sure. But speaking of patrons, big shout out to our elite trainer tier patrons. Is it my turn this week? Did you go last week?
I think you went last week.
Hey, you want to take it?
Sure.
Yeah.
Shout out to elite trainer tier patrons. Bo, Daniel, Lori, Michael, Ozzy, Arkham, Marvin, Amimi, Sports, Thayer, Jason, Justin, Charles, Modders, Lee, William, Brandon, Ethan, Steven, Nick, our favorite listener, Drew 2, Camo, The Ugly Rock, Jacob, Victoria, and Sarah Lore.
Thank you very much for your generous contributions and for helping us keep the digital lights on, amongst other things. Speaking of community and stuff like that, if you're heading out to go tour LA for CineTour, I will be doing some sort of meetup. I just am not sure about the space yet and when those are going to be. But on Saturday and Sunday, I will establish some sort of time, hopefully in the golf course area. Where the Rose Bowl experience is happening both days, where we can do like a little meetup. So I intend to get some more stickers and bring those with and hopefully some pins. So hope to see you there. I'm sure I'll post details in the Discord and /or X. So tune into those channels. And if I can, I'll mention it on the show if we have one prior to that when I know. So you could also leave a review, by the way, for the show. If money is not in the cards for you, that helps us out immensely. So if you do, please and thank you. Let's set some goals, Kyle. What's going on this weekend? We've got what?
Nothing. The rest of the Rocket event is still going.
Yeah, until, that ends tomorrow.
Thursday. Ends Thursday.
I'm sorry. Thursday. It does end Thursday. There's an event. I know there's an event.
I don't think there's an event next week.
Let me look it up really quick. Pokemon Go calendar.
Because like February Community Day. Oh, wait. February Community Day is this Sunday.
Oh, yeah. There we go. For some reason, I thought we had an extra week. But no, it's Chansey Community Day on Sunday.
Oh, I'm not playing, huh?
Yeah.
Working that day, huh?
Sorry, man.
I'm not too cut up about it.
No, you said that like to begin be there, with, but, too. But yeah. It's two times catch candy. Oh, it's quarter hatch distance. Let's go. Okay.
Yeah, so you can catch your happening.
That's right. That's right.
Clear out your eggs space for the day before.
I will. I certainly will. Thank you. Thanks for looking out for me. All right. So what are your goals for this upcoming weekend
week? I'm going to continue my gifting, slowly but surely making my way there, as well as my buddy progress. And then I want to get another Shadow Kyogre, which means I have to finish one of my rocket researchers that is sitting there.
Good luck.
So
you got to try to knock it out tomorrow, really, because then you'll start running out of time. Well, you want to take advantage of the increased spawn rates of the grunts while the event is still going on.
Yeah.
Yes, but I also don't like doing Team Go Rockets.
Is the Timeless Travels, do we have all 14 missions of that out now?
Yeah.
So the Rocket Raider is that like 13 or whatever?
It is 12. And then there's one more step beyond that that has some more Team Go Rocket shenanigans. And then there's the 14th page, which is, you know, gravy.
Yeah. Claiming. Okay. Yeah. We're going to try and do that. I have a lot of time to get the Kyogres now. I got, you know, 3 more months basically, but
nice.
Okay, yeah. So that's what we're going to try and do.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay. For myself, 20 shiny Chansey, 50 eggs hatched, 500,000 Stardust, because I intend to have star pieces for all these eggs that I'm going to be hatching, and then at least 2 shiny Happiny, which should be doable, I think. And that's it. That's it. Thanks so much for listening, folks. We appreciate it. Be sure to check out PvP Corner. Be sure to check out Star Piece. I should be having episode 5 come out pretty soon here. It's an exciting one. We actually just finished recording number 6 last night. It should be a familiar guest, friend of the show, friend of us as well. Also I recorded, Lachlan and I recorded a little something covering the Scarlet and Violet DLCs in their entirety. Kyle and I did a Scarlet and Violet retrospective when the base game came out. But now that the DLCs have concluded with the epilogue as well, Lachlan and I recorded a spoiler cast for it. So keep an eye on the feeds for that if that's something that strikes your fancy. But if not, all the same, have a great week. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye.